free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight in this last, the final David Knight Show episode of the year and of the decade. It is December 31st, 2019, and we are mere hours from the year 2020. What an exciting time to be alive. This last year has been a year of awakening throughout all of America. The last decade has been the decade in which the prophecies have been fulfilled, or the frog has truly been boiled. I think we'll find out what the result of the last decade has been in the next year. I think we'll find out whether their attempts to completely destroy humanity as we know it has succeeded, or whether the good people of the world will rise up and fight back against the technocratic control of the monstrous elites. Here's John Bounds' report on the 2010s.
The 2010s will go down in American history as a decade when the Bill of Rights was picked off one by one by corrupt globalist minions infesting the reins of power in all three branches of government, fueled by a shockwave of propaganda that took the American people completely by surprise.
Trump is goading us to impeach him. That's what he's doing. Every single day he's just like taunting, because he knows that it would be very divisive in the country, but he doesn't really care. Just wants to solidify his base.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today saying that President Trump obstructs justice every day by stonewalling House Democrats, and in doing so is trying to push Democrats towards impeachment. Angela, do you agree?
I agree that he is trying to get impeached.
A recent misrepresented article from the know-it-all liberal mouthpieces over at Mashable, cleverly titled 2010s equals 1984, the decade we finally understood Orwell, would have you believe that we are all blind, naive fools to be threatened by the growing surveillance monstrosity, and that Donald Trump is Big Brother, not the carefully constructed, all data-consuming intelligence apparatus. Isn't it interesting how socialism, camouflaged as liberalism, projects its own evil deeds upon the rest of us? Because, as Chris Taylor for Mashable writes, if anyone is protected by party members who will endure any humiliation to trumpet loyalty to the great leader, one need look no further than the Democrats' recent impeachment debacle, where none of their seats are safe now, and they are widely disliked by Democrats and Republicans alike.
How dare you say that? I'm a Christian. I love everyone. I am your moral authority.
The 2010s were lorded over until 2017 by CIA stooge President Barack Obama, who wielded a flamethrower to freedom of speech, the free exercise of religion, gun rights, due process, and our overall culture.
We're supposed to stand up to discrimination. And we're sure as heck supposed to stand up clearly and unequivocally to Nazi sympathizers.
Ensuring that future presidents would have the power to silence dissent through any means necessary. Early on, Obama criticized the Supreme Court for its ruling in the First Amendment Restoring Citizens United case, while his deputy solicitor general stated in oral arguments that the government could even ban the publication of certain books too close to an election. And now Biden has teased the possibility of nominating Obama to the Supreme Court.
I talked to Barack and I...
When was the last time you talked to him?
I guess now it's about 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. Would you appoint him to the Supreme Court?
Hell. Yes.
It was Obama, not Trump, that went after leakers at 129 times the rate of his predecessors, and then surrounded the next president with them. Or that Obama signed off on the executive order, which made it easier for the nation's intelligence agencies to share unfiltered information about innocent people. Or Obama's signing of the NDAA through doublethink methods over the holidays, where U.S. citizens could now be targeted, detained, and killed with no due process. The 2010 embodied the shadow government's Orwellian nightmare war on the U.S. Constitution. Will the 2020s begin with the big payback to restore the founding principles of our republic? Or are those freedoms permanently slipping away?
Well, here we are in the year 2020. And
and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 31st of December 2019, and I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight on this final day of the year and final day of the decade. Big news, of course, coming out of Iraq, where protesters have attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. We'll get into that, and we'll talk about what has led up to this and where we can expect it to go. Tomorrow, the 1st of January, I will be in the chair bright and early. And for all of those info warriors out there that aren't able to stay up late and will be up early with me tomorrow morning, I have a special show planned. I will be dedicating the entire program to running through month by month the entire year of 2019. What a better day to look back into the past and look at the past year than the first day of the new decade. And you'll notice certain trends. You'll notice certain issues popping up over and over and over again, Iran being one of these. Routinely, periodically, throughout the year, some sort of crisis with Iran sprouted up. And I forgot about a lot of these, even, you know, as saturated in the news and current events as I am working at InfoWars. You forget. It's like the cup runneth over. There's too much nonsense going on in the world. And one of the things that just happened, it seemed like monthly over 2019, was we got to go to war with Iran. We got to go to war with Iran. Oh, they shot down a drone. We got to go to war with Iran. Oh, they may or may not have hit a ship. We got to go to war with Iran. They did this. We got to go to war. It was just this constant warmongering, constant. You remember back in June when President Trump agreed to strike Iran in retaliation to something? Did they shoot down a drone? Did they attack a ship? Did they try to attack a ship? Did they maybe possibly decide to try? I don't even remember. I do remember that Donald Trump said he would attack Iran, and that's where we got that hidden camera video where they're zoomed in on Chuck and Nancy leaving the White House meeting, having secured the Iran war, having finally convinced Donald Trump to do something that was negative for the American people. So negative for the American people, I shouldn't say the one thing. He's done negative things, trust me. We're not sycophants here. But they got him to go to war with Iran. They got him to agree to the strike, and they're out there cheering, pumping their arms, celebrating this victory of theirs. This constant warmongering, this war with Iran that they've desired for so long. And then at the last moment, Trump said, never mind, pull him home. He said, I asked how many people would be hurt or injured, and he got a number. He said, that's too many, scratch it, never mind. And this is, he did this throughout the year where he would sort of pull the rug out from under Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and that's another theme that you see over and over is a lot of really, persnickety kind of jabs from Pelosi and Trump where, Pelosi is like, well, maybe if we don't have the government, if the government shutdown doesn't end, maybe I won't let him have his State of the Union. And then she tries to get on a plane and go, I think maybe to Iran. She was going to the Middle East. And while her bags are sitting there already packed, he canceled the trip. So then she comes back and says, yeah, we're not going to have a State of the Union. Of course, he had the State of the Union, regardless. But, it seems like they really wanted it in 2019. And it's looking like they just might get it, that war with Iran that they have so coveted for so long. Now, this is a story from yesterday. This is not from today. This is from yesterday. Michael Snyder on InfoWars.com. Will it be war? U.S. airstrikes hit Iranian-backed militias as the Pentagon warns more military actions may be coming. So sometimes it's not even forgetting what happened 6 months ago or 9 months ago or 10 months ago or 8 months ago or 7 months ago when these periodic Iran crises pop up in our news segment. Sometimes it's just about remembering what happened yesterday and saying, you know, this attack on our embassy maybe was not just out of nowhere, right? We wake up this morning, we see the attack on the embassy, we're mad, we want recompense. You know, Donald Trump is out there beating his chest and Lindsey Graham is out there celebrating it and warning Iran that this will not be tolerated. Well, let's remember that yesterday we were airstriking Iranian-backed militias. And so maybe we're actually just involved in a war over there and should be treating the situation accordingly. Now, if Donald Trump wanted some sage advice, if I were Donald Trump's national security advisor and he wanted a way to handle what's happening with the attack on the embassy, I think it's pretty simple. You know, what you have to do is go back to precedent, right? What you have to do is shut your phone off, go back to sleep, let everybody in the embassy be tortured and burned to death, deny ever knowing about it, destroy your email server that you were conducting all the illegal weapons trades and illegal activities centered around that embassy, allow that ambassador to be killed, you know, one of the first U.S. ambassadors in decades, and just wash your hands of it. And then the FBI will cover for you. Then you can go and testify to Congress. And essentially what you have to do is just say, at this point, what difference does it make? The embassy got attacked. What difference does it make at this point? Then run for president. Then fail, and then cry for 4 years. That is really the trajectory forward I think Donald Trump needs to take. Destroy the emails, ignore the subpoenas, get your people to smash the records with hammers, and then kill Seth Rich on the streets of D.C. If you want to handle it, you know, in the austere, respectable way that the previous administrations handled this type of attack. But, you know, in all seriousness, the ambassadors and embassy functionaries there are in extreme danger. There are people waving the flag of Hezbollah there in front of the embassy in Iraq, in Baghdad. And, you know, Hezbollah is another one of these themes throughout the year that you see pop up over and over again. Now, understanding Hezbollah might be the key, the absolute key to understanding what is going on in the Middle East. And I've said this before quite a bit. Lebanon is one of these countries that if you don't understand it, you don't understand the Middle East. It's a forgotten, typically, country, right? We hear about Syria a lot. We hear about Iran a lot. We hear about Iraq a lot. We hear about Saudi Arabia a lot. We hear about Israel a lot. You don't hear too much about Lebanon. Well, Lebanon is the home base. It is the place where Hezbollah was founded and created, and their entire purpose is protecting the country of Lebanon. In reality, Hezbollah is really just a very well-organized and well-funded militia of Lebanese people, civilians who turn to fighting. If you don't understand that and where that fits in to everything, you really don't understand the Middle East. And it's so forgotten. This is just how forgotten it is. How many times have you heard the term the only democracy in the Middle East? Referencing Israel, right? Right next door is Lebanon. That is a democracy. It's like it's just forgotten. You just ignore it entirely. And, of course, Israel doesn't ignore it. And again, a lot of the decisions that are made in the Middle East, you can look at it and go, now, why are they doing this? Why don't they do this? Why isn't Israel like going into Syria and just taking it over? Well, what you have to understand is that Hezbollah is essentially a loaded gun pointed at Israel's head at all times, right? It's a small border. They can't get a handle on Hezbollah. Hezbollah drove Israel out after 2006. They're basically the only army to defeat Israel, although Israel said it succeeded. It said victory and then went home without achieving any of its goals, where Hezbollah has these just massive underground tunnels and these incredibly sophisticated commando groups that go out. They are probably the most effective force that has ever waged war against ISIS, Hezbollah. They're probably the only reason that Lebanon is not in the hands of ISIS right now. So this is a complicated situation. I don't know if you remember, and I still see it. I actually saw it on an article today where they call ISIS ISIL because they want to include that L. That L is for Levant, which is the historical name for Lebanon. So the whole idea was that ISIS would eventually take over all of Syria, including Lebanon. That would make it ISIL or the state of the Levant. Well, that didn't happen thanks to Hezbollah. Well, now Hezbollah is attacking our embassy in Iraq. So we'll get down to the bottom of it later in the show. I'll also be joined by Jake Lloyd. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020 is here, and despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now. Well, there goes Christmas 2019, and we're plunging into 2020 as we speak. And as 2019 collapses into dust and the baby of 2020 is born, now is the time to realize how critical this year is for all of our futures. And listen, keep taking action, keep spreading the word, that's vital. But making yourself healthy, making yourself more focused and centered is critical to all of this. And that's why the products at InfoWars Life are so special. So Christmas is gone. Christmas is over, basically. But you can give yourself the gift of Christmas year-round at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take our krill oil, if you take our Turbo Force and Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, X2, X3, you name it, when you take these products like Biotree Selenium, they're life-changing, and they fund the InfoWar. So take action today for yourself and your family and get the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
In the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend. Next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
It doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
Trump derangement syndrome wrecks havoc on the mentally weak of the country. That video by Darren McBreen can be found at band.video and InfoWars.com. And just a moment before I continue talking about this Iraqi attack on the U.S. Embassy, band.video is a site that is actually incredible. It actually, the functionality of it is incredible. The look of it, it really works well. Band.video, if you aren't going there to see the latest reports from all of the great InfoWars reporters, myself included, you're really missing out. And you're missing out on a revolution in technology, the decentralization of technology. Look at that. This is a little bit Inception here, where we're watching ourselves on band.video while we watch band.video. What a world, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, this is the future. As websites like YouTube and Twitter continue to increase censorship, continue to kick off small users in favor of big corporate conglomerates and establishment mainstream news sites, you're going to see more things like band.video. Band.video, however, is the prototype. It's the real deal. It works well. It's not a scam. It's not a scheme. It's the real deal. And that was made by you. It was made by you going to InfoWarsStore.com and making a purchase. And this is what we've turned that money into. We've turned it into a revolution in technology, where we're creating our own sites outside of the censorship and control of the, not just the mainstream media now, but big tech in general. So band.video is a major advance that happened over the last year. National File was started by our very own Tom Papert this year. Of course, Firepower News, his newest show on InfoWars. Is the amount of expansion that we've done in the last year, thanks to you, has really been incredible. And it parallels, or rather, perpendicularizes the decline of the mainstream media. BuzzFeed went down this year to a massive amount. Vice, Vox, just one after another, they collapse into debt and, you know, just nothingness. Gizmodo, where like all of their remaining people just leave all of a sudden. So over the last year, you've seen this precipitous decline of the mainstream media and of the alt-left media. it has destroyed itself in lies. It has drowned itself in lies. Meanwhile, you see the parallel, the corresponding, the perpendicular rise of the right wing, of the alternative media telling the truth with Discern, with National File, with Band.Video, with Summit News, with, I mean, it's like one after another have sprouted up to serve the will of the people, right? The people are hungry for our type of news, and so we give them what they want. We give them the truth. And so it's another fun trend over the last year is the collapse of the progressive media and the corresponding rise of the alt media, at the center of which is InfoWars. We're sort of the churning heart, the engine of this resistance, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm so happy that you have joined us here, and whether you're just listening or you share the links or you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you are a part of this revolution. And yes, the blue wave has crashed, but the red tide is rising. The tide is coming in. The reawakening, the great awakening, is taking place all over America, and it's amazing. And, you know, I don't have much time left in this segment, so I'll keep talking about Iraq in the next segment. And I'll break down exactly what happened last night and what happened yesterday that may have spurred it, and the endless cycle of recursive nonsense and retaliation, and why are we even there. We'll get into that in the next segment. But quickly, this I didn't get to touch on yesterday. CNN has this chart on CNN Business, trends that characterize truth decay. So they say that last decade was the decade of truth decay. Very clever. Very good. Gingivitis, right? Truth decay. Tooth decay. They say these are the trends that characterize truth decay. One, increasing disagreement about facts and analytical interpretations of facts and data. Two, a blurring of the line between opinion and fact. Three, the increasing relative volume and resulting influence of opinion and personal experience over fact. And four, declining trust in formally respected sources of facts. Let's take this in reverse, shall we? Declining trust in formally respected sources of facts. Well, this is the mainstream media telling you that nobody trusts the mainstream media. Imagine if I had a decade where by the end of which everybody thought I was a liar, conniving thief, you know, idiot. And I was like, wow, what's wrong with these people? What's wrong with these people that I'm not trusted anymore? That's what's happening in the mainstream media. The declining of trust of formally respected sources of facts, they portray as your problem. You need to stop not trusting us anymore. No, you need to stop lying, and then people will trust you. This is the type of groundbreaking revelations that the mainstream media needs to become aware of. The increasing relative volume and resulting influence of opinion and personal experience over fact. Well, this isn't just a mainstream media problem. This is an academia problem as well, where we are told that there is no such thing as objective reality. That is the talking point that has come down from academia, that has seeped into the mainstream media and the population at large, is that there is no such thing as objective fact. Objective facts are racist. Objective facts are sexist. Objective facts don't exist. There is only the subjective. There is only critical theory. You cannot know the truth unless you have it packaged for you in a way that makes you see the world in the way that the mainstream media wishes to contort your vision. So, yes, this decade has been a collapse in the trust and, you know, verifiability of the mainstream media. That's your fault, CNN. That's your fault, MSM.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're closing out the year 2019. I don't have to tell you that 2020 is going to be make it or break it. Not just for InfoWars, not just for America, but the whole world. We are in a battle between the forces of globalism that want a post-human world and those that want a pro-human world. We're in a fight between Satan and Christ. And it's being played out amongst us mortals, but it's being directed from on high. And I'm just telling the listeners of this broadcast, without you, we're going to lose this fight. I need all of you to realize how important you are and how important InfoWars is and what we've done together. And to just take stock and take measure here at the end of the year and think about what you're going to do, whether supporting InfoWars or buying products from us or starting your own show, just whatever you do, take action now. History is happening. Please do your Christmas shopping. Please do your New Year shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best products. You're only helping the globalists if you don't do it. Thank you. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com. Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your Turbo Force, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but Turbo Force really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your Turbo Force. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now, and I'll be taking your calls for the rest of this hour and through the next hour. And then the third hour, I'll be joined by Jake Lloyd, and we'll be talking about all sorts of fun stuff. The number is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Now, I want to go to this clip very quickly. I shouldn't even be laughing. All right, this is from yesterday. This is from December 30th. This is the Israeli Army Chief of Staff, Aji Kovachi, pledging to destroy the infrastructure of the countries next door. Now, I'll read the subtitles here as he talks, but this was yesterday, and we'll talk about all of the stuff that happened yesterday that led up to the embassy attack today, just so you understand this didn't particularly come from nowhere. So here is clip 8, Israeli Army Chief of Staff Avi Kovachi. He says, in the next year, we will forcefully strike within urban areas. It is the enemy who chose to position itself there. And when we say there, it isn't just that the enemy chose to position itself there, but the enemy also chooses to fire thousands of rockets and missiles at Israeli citizens. It's our mission to stop this. The difference between us and our enemy is that unlike the enemy, who does everything to attack civilians, we base ourselves on good intelligence and good striking capabilities, quality maneuvering, and we will strike based on intelligence. And our intelligence capabilities are developing every day, but we will strike forcefully. We will strike forcefully because there is no other way to stop the very dangerous threat posed by the phenomenon of rockets and missiles fired at Israel. But I'm going to say more. We will warn the population. We will allow the civilians to evacuate, and immediately after, we will forcibly strike. The infrastructure of the host country of these groups, anything that supports terror, anyone that enables terror to exist, to act, and to attack us. Electricity, fuel, and infrastructure, we will strike. The country hosting the terror group, that allows the terror group, or that even encourages a terror group, should know that it bears the responsibility. The responsibility lies with the Lebanese government. The responsibility lies with Hamas. And I won't point out the other countries. So that sort of lets you know what the plan was yesterday for the Israelis to essentially level the infrastructure of a country that houses so-called terrorist groups. Well, what if your terrorist group makes up a large portion of your legitimate government in the way that Hezbollah does of Lebanon? The Lebanese government that's made up of many Hezbollah members, supposed to get rid of itself? It's supposed to handle itself? Like, what are they supposed to do? That, I guess, is the question that needs to be answered. And again, we have this from yesterday. I'm sorry, this is from the 29th of December. So on Sunday, U.S. envoy wants European countries to designate militia, which fought Daesh or ISIS in Syria, a terror group. So again, this is talking about Hezbollah and how Hezbollah is considered a terrorist group. Its militant arm is considered a terrorist group by the EU, but its political activities are not condemned under the terrorist group organization. So let's see who is saying this. Is U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grinnell, says, quote, now would be a good time for our European allies to follow the lead of the German parliament and move to designate Hezbollah a terrorist organization, Grinnell wrote, responding to a tweet about the death of a U.S. contractor in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base in Kirkuk Friday. Is that terror? I honestly want to ask people out there, is that a terrorist act? If you have an imperialistic country like America in Iraq, a country that they destroyed through war, right? That was us. We did that. And you have members of essentially the military there in Iraq, and they're being attacked by militia members that live in Iraq. Is that a terrorist act, or is that an act of war? To me, that's an act of war. To me, almost everything that Hezbollah has done has been an act of war. It's been carried out on the field of war against people engaged in warfare, not against civilians, but against people engaged in warfare. Now, what we just heard was the Israeli chief of staff say essentially they would level all civilian infrastructure in the country of Lebanon. But they would let the civilians leave first. They would let the civilians leave, I'm sure, just like they did in 2006, right? Again, this is from yesterday. So again, this is all just leading up to the attack today. This is from Michael Snyder. Will it be war? U.S. airstrikes hit Iranian-backed militias as the Pentagon warns more military actions may be coming. Back in June, President Trump canceled a major U.S. bombing mission against Iran at the last minute, and things seem to settle down quite a bit since that time. But now tensions are rising again. On Sunday, U.S. airstrikes targeted Iranian-backed militias in Iraq and Syria that U.S. officials believe have been behind recent rocket attacks against U.S. forces. So again, this is just how convoluted the Middle East is. You have an Iranian-backed militia, which is Hezbollah, which is a Lebanese militia, in Iraq and Syria, fighting the U.S. and ISIS. Okay? So, just to clear, we are on the side of ISIS in this war. Just in case that wasn't clear to you before, we fostered ISIS, we created ISIS, we let out ISIS members. John McCain was over there meeting with the leader of ISIS. We wanted ISIS there to topple Bashar al-Assad. That was the purpose. Hezbollah is the reason that that didn't work. Hezbollah prevented that from happening by fighting back against ISIS. They also protected Lebanon from ISIS. And you can see it if you go to the Syrian war maps and you watch the time lapses of what occurs over the time period of there's John McCain with al-Baghdadi, who was killed by a dog, like a dog. Was he, you know, he wasn't killed by the dog, was he? Was he? No, I don't think so. He was probably bitten by him. He blew himself up, that's right. Like a dog. So if you look at these maps of the Syrian war as it progressed, you can see where Hezbollah pops up, and it literally makes a shield around Lebanon. So it's just, do you call this terrorism? Is this terrorism if you're attacking a military contractor in your country, a foreign military contractor in your country? I don't know. I don't call that terrorism. I think terrorism is against civilians for a political purpose, not against a foreign military installation. But this is just, this is the lead up. And this is the type of thing that, you know, I wish I had paid more attention, because these are the warning signs. These are the rumblings that precede the earthquake, right? Is yesterday you see, will it be war again? Michael Snyder pointing this out. You see countries suddenly demanding that European Union designate this militia as a terror group. I should have seen these things and said, maybe something's about to happen. Maybe an attack is about to take place. Maybe this is a, you know, sort of precautionary defensive maneuver by the Americans. But it's only in retrospect that you recognize this. Iraqi protesters attack U.S. embassy in Baghdad. This is from today. President Donald Trump has vowed to hold Iran fully responsible for an attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad today, where hundreds of pro-Iran militia members stormed the compound in retaliation for American airstrikes. American soldiers inside the embassy have fired tear gas, stun grenades, and warning shots, wounding 20 of the hundreds of fighters who broke down the gate and set fires within the complex in the Iraqi capital. The ambassador was on leave at the time of the attack, and embassy staff had already been evacuated before the U.S. Marine Guard became besieged behind the bulletproof glass and on the rooftops. Trump has vowed to hold Tehran accountable for the embassy attacks, which is in retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on the Iranian-backed Kitab Hezbollah on Sunday night. Those strikes were a retaliation for last week's killing of an American contractor at a U.S. base in Kirkuk. So the Iranian Hezbollah kills an American contractor on a U.S. base, U.S. airstrikes Iran-backed Kitab Hezbollah on Sunday, and now the embassy has been overrun by thousands and thousands of protesters there in Baghdad. Let's just get out of the Middle East. How about if we're just not there? We don't have to worry about this. How about that?
Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
InfoWars has delivered. InfoWars has come through time and time and time and time again. At that critical, game-changing moment, we have come through. And that means myself, the other hosts, the journalists, the researchers, the writers, the crew, down to the janitor, down to the bookkeeper. There is no top, there is no bottom. We are a family in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. And the stakes have never been higher. That's why the globalists want to take us out of the game. Only you keep InfoWars in the game. You are the InfoWar. And now, this Christmas, and coming up to the end of the year, is the time to spend your money at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into this next critical year of 2020 while getting great products that make your life and your family's life a lot better. Huge sales right now. Now's the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Will it be war, ladies and gentlemen? Will finally get the long desired war with Iran that the globalists have been so desirous of for so very long? Will it finally happen? And if it did, you know, it's like you have to think, what are the cataclysmic moments, or what are the catalytic moments that is that even a word? What are the catalysts that create huge conflicts? And in things like World War One, you have the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand by Gavrilo Princip. I don't know. I read it. I don't know how to pronounce it. And of course, that was an iconic moment, and a lot of it led up to that. The Serbian independence movement against the Austro-Hungarian empire taking it over and trying to sort of deracinate those people, and the retaliation against that by the secret society known as the Black Hand. But that was like the flashpoint, right, that then set off this domino effect situation. The election of Hitler as chancellor in Germany, and then the Reichstag fire, and then the invasion of Poland, like multiple sort of things lining up. But as we look back in history, those things kind of make sense, right? Like, we see what's happening. We see the movement of peoples and the change of politics and the introduction of communism and all of these sorts of things. And we sort of recognize, okay, this was the flashpoint that set off the fire that, you know, all of the timber for which had been laid long before. But if that were to happen now, what would have been, like, what would history tell us was the lead up and the cause to this? Would it have been, oh, Iran has been so aggressive for so long and the Americans in a heroic act, you know, defended themselves against the Iranian? No, no, no. It would go back to 2001. It would go back to the September 11th attacks, which by now the large majority of America recognizes we at least don't have the full story of, and at least a growing and sizable portion of the United States population recognizes was an inside job and was not what we were told it was. But even if it was what we were told it was, then that leads into the war in Afghanistan, which is another one of these things that throughout 2019, every single day there was disastrous occurrences in Afghanistan, roadside bombs, kidnappings, assassinations, just day after day after day after day, hardly reported at all in the mainstream news. We forget that it's happening, but it is. And that's gone on for 20 years at this point, a little less. And then the war in Iraq, which we know for certain was predicated on lies, the lies of weapons of mass destruction, fed to us by intelligence agencies, the very ones that are now trying to get Trump kicked out of office, but that's a different story, right? All of these things are the lead up to it. And our own involvement in Syria, our own involvement attacking the allies of Iran, our own involvement constantly agitating for war with Iran, constantly trying to figure out some, you know, what's the latest outrage that we can then call, you know, the breaking point, the straw that broke the camel's back. This is why we have to go to war. And so, you know, all of these things, they aren't out of nowhere and they aren't big enough to start a world war over. I'm sorry, but them shooting down one of our drones possibly is not enough to start a war over, even though they tried that in June. Them possibly hitting one of our tankers with a mine maybe is not enough for us to go to war. This isn't some, you know, pile of kindling that's just waiting for a spark to go off. This is a manufactured war that is being pushed constantly by the people who rule America and Israel. And that's also the other big elephant in the room, is that everything that's happening in the Middle East, a large part of it, is because of Israel, or is because America is acting in concert with or at the behest of Israel to try to push forward their regional goals. And it's absurd. And it's defended against with accusations of anti-Semitism, that you just don't want Israel to exist if you don't want American soldiers going and dying for their strategic interests. But it has nothing to do with it. It's a foreign country that is causing a lot of problems in the Middle East. I mean, you know, it was an Israeli minister who said, you know, we prefer ISIS over Bashar al-Assad. And of course, Hezbollah was founded to protect Lebanon against invasion by Israel. And it was funded and organized in large part by Iran in those early days as a response to, you know, it's a proxy war, Israel and Iran. And basically, we're all involved in this. So if this does lead to war, if we do go down that path and actually get into a war with Iran, finally, you know, after all of this agitation, I don't think history will look at us very kindly. I don't think that if we survive it and come out of it 100 years from now, people will be saying, isn't it wonderful how America heroically went in and attacked Iran for daring to try to do what? What have they done? What are they doing? I mean, right now we have way, way more reason, if you want to take America at its word and at its face value, we should be going to war with China. Like, we should be going to war with China. You can even couch it in an environmental thing. We're trying to save the earth, so we got to go to war with China. We're trying to save, you know, the concentration camps. We're trying to save the innocent Chinese citizens who are being tortured in the concentration camps and the Uyghur Muslims. That might be a valid reason to go to war with China. The way they're cracking down on Hong Kong, that might be a valid reason. The way they're colonizing Africa, that might be a valid reason. All of these things would be fairly valid reasons to go to war with China, but we're not interested in that. We're only interested, it seems, in Iran and by extension Russia, because Russia is in league with Iran, and we've really lost our any allegiance Turkey had to us. They're now talking about getting nuclear weapons from Russia. Russia was invited into Syria by the Syrian government, by Bashar al-Assad, so they actually had a fairly legitimate reason to go into Syria, where we were never invited, never wanted, and in fact trained, organized, and armed the people who were rebelling against Syria. Oh, also imported. Did I say imported? Because they were foreign fighters in Syria that caused this. So, you know, as we close out 2019, what we have in the Middle East is a quagmire of our own creation, a just cesspool of destruction and factionalism and aggressive retaliation that really we have caused from more or less the very beginning. And if we wanted to prevent this from happening, we can just not be there. We could just not be there, and it would be fine. Everything would be fine. We could bring back all the troops that are in the Middle East. We could put them on the border of Mexico, and we could solve two problems at once. Two birds with one stone, right? I mean, the cartels in Mexico, it just came out last year. Mexico had something like 30,000 murders, which is like 10 times more than in Syria that is still being ravaged by civil war. So it's just... it's just insanity why we're over there, why that, you know, a conflict drives so much of our interest, why so much of our blood and treasure and will has to go in to this quagmire. It's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. Caring about what happens in Mexico, it makes way more sense to America, but we have no interest in that, right? We have no interest in that. I would call the cartels a terrorist organization. They are terrorists. They absolutely are. They are far more terroristic than Hezbollah pretty much ever is. You know, the way that that the Mexican people are treated by the cartels, the way they're absolutely dominated, the way the Mexican government is powerless to stop them, they are a incredible threat and terroristic actors. But we're not worried about that. We're only worried about what happens in the Middle East. And that's because the people who run America don't actually care about American interest. We are a tool for them. We are simply a bank to plunder. So it's almost emblematic that we end out 2019 on this note. But I do need to tell you fine folks, you info warriors, ladies and gentlemen of the highest caliber, that there's another trend that has occurred over 2019, and that is that the sales on InfoWarsStores.com become increasingly nonsensical. I don't understand how we could possibly still be making money with the deals, because every deal, it seems, gets crazier. It's like 2 months ago, I was going, this is crazy. How can we be giving this much off of our products? And then it's like, you know, every 2 weeks we have a new sale that's even better. So best deal of 2019, literally the best deal of the entire year. It's the Mega Clearance Blowout Sale, up to 75% off with free shipping. Start your year with a true 360 win and fight for the truth while securing high quality products and free shipping with double Patriot points. So, you know, you're being rewarded. You're getting great products. The Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is 50% off. The Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is 50% off. Brain Force is 60% off. Knockout is 60% off. These are our best selling products. They are incredible supplements that will change your life if you take them on a regular basis. Pair them with regular exercise and a good diet. Stay away from the GMOs. Stay away from the things that make you sick that are put into the processed foods. Stick with InfoWarsStore.com. Have the best 2020 you can.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
Second hour of the David Knight Show begins, and we have some very important updates brought to you by the ADL. We must enter 2020 fully aware of the just obscene amounts of racism coming out of exclusively white people, okay? And, you know, fair warning, some of these phrases might upset you a little bit. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, adds, "We was kings" to their hate slogan list. We was Kangs. We was Kangs. All right, if you don't know about this, this is hilarious because I never would have had a chance to talk about this, but thanks, ADL. What is We Was Kangs? Well, let's listen to what the ADL website says. We Was Kangs is a racist catchphrase and a collection of memes directed at African Americans and other people of sub-Saharan African descent, originating in 2015 and popularized by the website 4chan, that notorious hacker. The phrase is a racist shorthand reference to discredited but popular Afrocentric theories that claimed sub-Saharan Africans were descended from ancient Egyptians. Let me translate that into reality. Essentially, this was mocking the fact that there were, and still are, a great many black activists, whatever, like, you know, all these people, Sean King, and well, he's not black, but you get what I'm saying, who basically try to claim ownership of historically European events, characters, aspects, and you can see this. I mean, it ranges, it runs the gambit, right? You can find videos. This one guy did a documentary. He's a real famous English documentarian who's really good, and he goes and hangs out with some of these black supremacist people, and he's just going down the list. He's like, Mozart? And the guy's like, Mozart was black. And he's like, Beethoven? Beethoven was black. King Henry? King Henry was black. Like, taking credit for things with these very vague kind of, like, assumptions about things, or they'll find one reference where it was like his skin was darker than others, and they're like, see, this person was black. And so they're claiming historical characters as black that aren't black. Like, that is what is being mocked, is the idea that there's a large swath of people that are claiming descent from Europeans, even though they aren't. And this is just a matter of historical revision that the term "we was Kangs" is mocking. And of course, the most popular one that the ADL lists is Egypt. And of course, if you know anything about Egypt, you know that things like, I mean, the mummies were very well preserved, and some of them have blonde hair, right? They looked like Europeans. They looked very much like the modern Egyptians of today, which are fairly European looking. And so then you have, you know, or black Jesus, people saying Jesus was black, people saying basically everybody in history of any importance was actually black. And it's funny to mock because it just shows the historical, incoherence of a lot of these supremacist organizations. But it's also kind of sad because it's like, why don't you actually celebrate black heroes and black kings of the past? There's very little interest in that. And it's not like they don't exist. Have you ever heard of Saint Elisbon, King Caleb, one of the greatest saints of the church, Ethiopian king, right? Aksum, back when Aksum was a very powerful kingdom. So it's not mocking actual black leaders from the past. It's mocking the cultural appropriation of that black people seem to do on other people. Oh, the other one that the ADL lads here in the last 30 seconds, 1352. It's a numeric hate symbol. 1352 references the 13% of the population commits 52% of the crimes. It's the FBI statistics. So those numbers, those statistics, maybe the FBI itself now is racist. Don't reference it. You can't talk about it. Of course, they ban you actually talking about discrepancies in crime statistics. And so people just resort to just posting the numbers. And if you already know what that means, then you already know it. But they're cracking down on that. No more talking about crime.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again. And I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night. And it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery. And that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. What a year, ladies and gentlemen. What a year for white supremacy. I have to say, we've really made some amazing strides in white supremacy. So many things this year I didn't know were white supremacy have been revealed to me as white supremacy. Milk, right, is one. The OK sign. Is another. We heard from a professor earlier this year that time itself is racist, which was shocking to hear. And now, on the last day of the year, we learn that the numbers 1352 is a numeric hate symbol, and We Was Kangs is a hate slogan, right? It's not just mocking historically inept racial supremacists. No. It's racist. It's racial supremacy. It means that you hate black people, apparently. That's according to the ADL. The stories are at nationalfile.com. Thank you, ADL. You did it. White supremacy is over. You let us know that we're not allowed to talk about racial discrepancies in crime statistics, or else that means that we are trying to portray an entire race as savage, not actually deal with the reality of our current world in which we live. Speaking of, yeah, why not? I'll go to this now. Waking up today, and again, it's almost emblematic that on the last day of the year, what are the two things that are trending on the top of Twitter? One is, it's okay to be white, and the next is, death to America. It's like, I don't even know what to make of these things. You know, if you aren't aware, and by God, you should be by now, the It's Okay to Be White campaign was a trolling campaign created on 4chan, where basically the decision was made to hang up these posters that you see now if you're a television viewer, if you're on band.video or infowars.com/show, that simply say, it's okay to be white. The entire tactic of this plot was to get the mainstream media to admit that they don't even like white people at all. It's not okay to be white to them. It's such, and I've said this before, and I wish I could come up with better words just to illustrate how illustrative this is. But you have to be brainwashed as a culture, as a civilization. You have to be thoroughly mind controlled if you think that saying it's okay to be white is a bad thing, right? I don't even think if we went back to the most racist stages of the American history, where blacks were literally not considered human, if someone said, is it okay to be black? Even the white people back then would be like, of course, like, what are you talking about? It's not okay to be black. Why would it not be okay to be black? Like, we are so enthralled and enmeshed in this anti-white bigotry, anti-white racism coming out of the mainstream media that simply saying it's okay to be the way you're born, it's okay for every race to exist, is considered racist. It is 2 + 2 = 5. We are in the Orwellian truth sphere, right? So I want to show this video, and this guy, God, I wish he was joking. I wish this was a troll, but I really don't think it is. He's just too good. He's too much like what you think he's going to be. This is a soy boy triggered by the fact that it's okay to be white is trending. Let's watch, shall we?
I just woke up to hashtag it's okay to be white trending on Twitter. Clearly, white people are back at it again, and I apologize for my people. Because somehow the oppressors are pretending to be the oppressed. Like they have a chance in hell of ever experiencing oppression.
He starts to cry.
Alright,
y'all gotta pull down the audio. I forgot, he curses at the end of this, and I forgot to censor it, but it goes on like that. And it's like, it's really sad. I mean, this is a person who is a victim of mental domination. This is a person who has been, you know, mentally castrated in a lot of ways. That he sees the term, it's okay to be white. And in his mind, what goes, it's like a computer, a malfunctioning computer, where you put in information and what should come out is like logic, right? It should go through the logic processor and come out the other side. I'm not going to read that. If you're a radio listener, you're missing out because I'm not going to read that sign that just got pulled up on screen. But yes, we are to blame for everything. This is how brainwashed you have to be, right? So you see a sign that says it's okay to be white, and what goes on in your mind, what the processor computes is, white people are trying to be oppressive or trying to be oppressed, but they can't be because of this racial hierarchy of oppression that has been inculcated, that has been indoctrinated into your brain. And you're thinking that somehow white people are trying to claim to be oppressed, but they can't because they're white. And this makes you so mad and upset that you're going to cry and film it and put it on the internet in an attempt to show how much you hate your own people. I mean, it's disgusting, really. It's very disturbing. And again, it's just the only thing you need in this world, I think, is an ability to see the world from both sides. And I can see the world from his side, and I laugh at it. I can understand him. Doesn't mean I agree with him. I understand his mindset. I can put myself in that mindset and go, okay, what would it be like for me to make, what would get me to the point to make this video? What would get me to the point that I'm so triggered by the phrase, it's okay to be white? And that's, I try to understand him from that side. And a lot of times that's really all you need in the world in order to function, is be able to see things, from both sides. But they have an inability to do that whatsoever. And it's not that hard, right? All you have to do is think, what if it said it's okay to be black? What would be your feeling then? And what would be your feeling if you saw a black guy then make a video crying saying it's not okay to be black? Why are black people always so obsessed about trying to say it's okay to be, and he's crying about it? And it would be weird, right? You'd be like, this guy is mentally challenged. He's been disturbed somehow. He is abhorrent. He is an aberration, right? It would be very, very weird and almost sickening to see a black person like condemn other black people for saying it's okay to be black. It would be very weird. And so what is the disconnection that people can't make that same connection for white people? Like, and that the answer is that it's indoctrination. It's decade upon decade of this subversive, very subtle jabbing at white people, just framing white people as bad. And of course it's happened because white people are kind of like okay with it, right? If you if you're a white person, you see somebody talking crap about white people, it's not like, rah, I need to defend my people. It's kind of like, yeah, white people are silly a lot. I can't speak for everybody as a group, but, it's very weird. It's very, very weird, especially when you understand that these people are so, self-centered that they really think that their fake world that they live in, which is fabricated for them and predicated on, the idea that they live in a Western country, and that they literally think that white people are just the most powerful everywhere throughout all of the world. When the reality is, like, if you look at all of the races, you know, numerically, white people are by far the minority. I mean, by far. There's way more Africans, way more Chinese people, way more, Latin Americans, than there are white people. So it's like, okay, but they're so obsessed with the West, and they think the West is like the world, and that it's evil. I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I try to put myself in the mindset of these people, but it's like you have to be so stupid. You have to be so ill-informed and just misinformed that it's really a struggle to try to get in the minds of these really hateful people, really, really hateful people. And then it's a struggle to try to argue back against these hateful people without then being castigated and, portrayed as some sort of racial supremacist. But again, that's just another level of the programming, is that just pointing out the absurdity of this racial hatred or the absurdity of this self-hatred that these people hold, that they, I love this, white supremacy is the idea that white people are better and should rule the world. White privilege is the idea that white people are better and already rule the world. That's very poignant. Thank you, meme guy. Thank you, whoever you are that put that out there. It's just two sides of the same coin. And tell you what, why don't you just reject both of them? Reject both of them. Treat people as individuals. Maybe the world will be a better place after all.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount. And that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts, you can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the Patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies,
and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it. My life is so much better. The probiotics, the MycoZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Phone lines are open. 1-888-201-2244. 1-888-201-2244. That's the number to call. And open lines, really. If you want to, no matter what you want to talk about, just give us a call. If there's something in the news you think I'm missing, or if there's something I've said that you disagree with, I would love to hear it. I'd love to argue with people. Maybe. I don't know. I just want to go to this video real quick because I had it on the sheet since yesterday. I don't really have anything to connect this to, but again, just yet another trend. And tomorrow morning, on New Year's Day, I will be going through every month of the year, be dedicating 12 segments to the 12 months of the year, and just going through all of the trends that we see, all of the, we may have like a bell or something every time we'll need the sound of a rocket launch every time a Democrat gets into the presidential race, and then like a crashing sound every time one of them leaves, because that's one of the fun things that happen throughout the year. But another, several other things have really, really took hold in 2019. One of them was transgenderism, of course, and that happened at breakneck speed. Again, 2019 was just the year. It was masks off, gloves off, all in, not even trying to hide it anymore. Just we're taking over everything. We're destroying everything. That happened. I've got a video of parents taking kids out of public school over the transgenderism, and I'll go to that video in just a little bit. But first, I want to go to this video, which represents another trend, which was the increasing prevalence of robotics and AI. And, some of this is amazing. Some of it's terrifying. Definitely all of it is happening at a breakneck speed with very little oversight whatsoever. So people can't even, there's just no control at all. It's basically an arms race of AI, which is just absolutely terrifying. And speaking of terrifying, this is Titan the Robot of Huawei. And a lot of the robots that they make that are meant to interact with humans, they really go out of their way to make them very friendly, and they look like little cherubesque, nice little babies or something, or like a nice woman that you might want to talk to, and it's all very pleasant. The Chinese have gone, no, we're going to make a terrifying cyborg monster and give it a very nice voice, and this is what you're left with. Titan, the Huawei robot. Roll video.
Hello, sir.
radio listener, what you're missing out on is just one of the most aggressive and terrifying looking robots I've ever seen. And that very nice voice. And he's walking around and he's got this jaw that unhinges like the aliens from the Aliens movies. I mean, very, very weird and terrifying stuff. But this is, you know, this is the theme of the decade is transhumanism, right? Transgenderism, they won that battle, right? That's going down in history. Now it's time for transhumanism. It's time just to subvert and destroy all remnants of our humanity and just give ourselves over to these just absolutely terrifying robots. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to go to a couple videos, again, just about how ubiquitous the InfoWars mindset is now, right? Back a decade ago, the stuff that we were saying was considered tinfoil hat absurdities. That no longer, I mean, no longer. The regular headlines now look like InfoWars from 5 years ago. The headlines 5 years from now will look like InfoWars headlines now. But this is one of the things that is really most frustrating to me, is that people seem to have come around and they seem to recognize now many of the threats that InfoWars has pointed out for so long, anything from, your kitchen appliances spying on you. I mean, that was literally like a punchline 5-10 years ago, and now it's on headlines all over the place. But they've greased the slide, right? They've shaped our procession into this world where they've leaked it out little bit by little bit, right? Oh, it may accidentally record you sometimes. Okay, it's kind of recording you all the time, but humans don't really listen to it. Okay, well, humans listen to it sometimes, but not all the time. Okay, humans are listening all the time. Okay, now you can't turn it off. Now hackers can get into it. And again, this story, Ring camera hacker spies on 8-year-old girl, tells her he's Santa Claus. This came out on the 12th of December, so about 2 weeks ago. This came out. This should have been one of the biggest stories of the year. You hardly heard a peep out of it. Now, it's crazy because they only found out about this because the hacker literally cared so little about concealing what he was doing that he just started talking through the camera. He was just doing a prank, right? Well, what that means is that prior to that, there were probably many, many, many times that people had hacked into Ring cameras, perhaps inside the bedroom of this 8-year-old girl. I mean, this is absurd. How would you feel if you found a grown man hiding in the closet of your 8-year-old girl? Now, how would you feel if he was holding a camera that was broadcasting to the entire world and was there for you don't know how long and can communicate with your child? I mean, the level of the violation of privacy that this represents is unimaginable, terrifying, literally terrifying, right? Grown man spying on an 8-year-old girl without anybody knowing. And it's only revealed when he chooses to out himself, right? This is incredible. And yet it goes by the wayside, right? Instagram comes out with this pre-publishing warning saying, oh, you're about to publish something that'll get you banned. And we thank them for that. We say, oh, thank you for not letting us post something that will get our account struck. Now, this is the boil the frog tactic. This is the slowly but surely, piece by piece, just iota by iota destroying of our conception of reality, of privacy, rather. That privacy might be something that we should care about and hold dear. And parallel with this, we've seen the destruction of property, right? Suddenly, you can't really buy your cell phone. You have to rent it. Suddenly, you can't really buy your house. You have to rent it, right? The story from Infowars.com today, or rather yesterday, average U.S. home can't afford a house in 71% of the country. So privacy, property, free speech, all of these things have been bitten and bitten and bitten until they're basically gone. We're left with the apple core remnants of our once, ripe fruit of freedoms and personal, privacy and guarantees against, other people knowing our stuff, influencing us, keeping us out of things. It's been a very successful year, very successful decade for the New World Order and the globalists in their plans to enslave humanity. Unfortunately for them, it's also been a very successful year for InfoWars and for the truth. And it's coming out, and the entire structure is starting to crack. The foundation of their world control is crumbling.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee, everybody loves. Highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand selected. It's beyond organic. Wildcrafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots that have kept InfoWars on the air, thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products. The krill oil, I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the BrainForce Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of TurboForce. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
In the next segment, I'll be playing a montage of the 12 most mortifying media moments of 2019. You're not going to want to miss that. In the 10 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Jake Lloyd, InfoWars correspondent. We'll be discussing all sorts of news over the last year, making predictions for the next year. But in this segment, I wanted to put a little capstone, put a little cherry on top of what I was talking about in the previous segment, which is the way that the InfoWars understanding of the world, the InfoWars reality, the Alex Jonesian view of the world has finally broken through the mainstream and is really largely accepted by many people. Just they don't acknowledge that they accept it. And this is kind of what I was touching on in the last segment, was the frustration in that people are now aware of this type of stuff. They're talking about it. They're concerned with it. You know, the Hong Kong protests and understanding how destructive China is with the social credit score and Jeffrey Epstein becoming a major meme that's widely accepted now that he was killed because he was a part of an elite pedophile ring. Anybody ever heard of Pizzagate? Like, all of these things are now becoming regularly accepted. The only thing that's not happening is people aren't looking back and going, you know, Alex Jones was right about a lot of this. All of this. You know, he called all of this. He's been saying all of this for decades. They don't make that connection. So they don't go, hey, you know, we didn't treat him right. Hey, maybe we should apologize for the way that we, you know, disregarded his warnings for all this time. And then they also don't go the next step and go, maybe we should listen to him now. Maybe he's still right. They can't do that for some reason. It's like they acknowledge that we're right about everything. Then they hear what we're saying now and they're like, you're a crazy racist conspiracy theorist. It's like, okay. All right, fine. Okay, fine. We'll see you in 5 to 10 years when you're up to speed and we're on to the next level, okay? Join us then. But here I want to play this clip from the X-Files, actually, the reboot of the X-Files, where he, you know, they talk about this global conspiracy. And they lay it out in very succinct and perfect terms. And just as you're listening to this, imagine not believing it. Imagine seeing what they're talking about, seeing it in your everyday life, seeing the effects of it, and still saying, that's a conspiracy theory. Imagine that. Here it is, The X-Files.
Corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
Well, will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Or a simulated alien invasion using alien replica vehicles that exist and are already in use.
An alien invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
You can't say these things.
I'm going to say them.
These things. You can't say these things. Now, just imagine the mindset of the regular person where you can go, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. And they go, yep, I'm seeing that. I see that. And yes, that's true. And then you go, and they're related and they're on purpose. And they go, no way, dude. No way that that's true. And it's like, okay, so you just think all of this is an accident? How dare you? How absolutely dare you? God, what another trend of 2019. The climate alarmist, the creation of Greta Thunberg, the Green New Deal. I can't wait. The show tomorrow is going to be very good, trust me. The show today is excellent, I think, I hope. God. So, yeah, it's presented as a fantasy as the X-Files. It's real. It's, how can you deny that this stuff is real? Now, the only thing that I sort of disagree with is he talks about the Project Blue Beam idea where you fake an alien landing or you try to, you shut down all the banks and cause, some sort of collapse in that way. I've said it for a while. There is not going to be a collapse. The best possible situation for the world controllers, the model that they'd like to follow would be like the South African model, where just there is no major like, boom, this happens and suddenly it's chaos and they're going to try to make order out of chaos. It's more just the slow, constant, continuous, unstoppable degradation of our quality of life until, again, nobody can afford anything. Everything's rented. It's the paradigm of absolute control. Instead of debt, you're going to be a wage slave. You're going to be literally, what's the word for it? An indentured servant, right? Instead of getting debt for your school, the school will just get a percentage of your income following that, right? So there's not going to be a big event. There could be. These are all possibilities for the people in charge. If they decide that things are not going the way they want, they can pull the trigger and collapse. I mean, our government is fake anyway. They're like, they can steal our money. It's like, they already did. They already did. We don't have money anymore. We have a fiat currency. We have nonsense. We have computer, algorithms. It's all nonsense, but these are all options that they could do if they decided that they were losing and wanted just to bring the whole house down. But much more likely they want to keep people just constantly in a state of almost, collapsing, almost, going to fight back, but not quite, and keep them sedated and dumb and just let the collapse happen. Let the snowball roll. And eventually, we'll all just be enslaved and we'll wake up and look around and go, wait, I don't own anything. Wait, I don't have any privacy. Wait, I can be sent to a gulag for wrongthink. When did this happen? And there won't be a point that you can say this is when it happened. It will have happened slowly. It's the boil the frog technique. But here I want to go to Ted Gunderson and just compare what you just saw, the fantasy, the fiction that you just saw with the reality we're about to see with Ted Gunderson. In this video, Ted Gunderson was right.
Investigated the Oklahoma City bombing case. Huge cover-up. Jack Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. Bobby Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. World Trade Center, huge cover-up. Okay, terrorism. They're using it as an excuse to take away our constitutional rights and our civil liberties. The Bilderbergs. The Illuminati, Bilderberg, New World Order, globalists are the element behind this. It dovetails into the satanic movement, and this movement has infiltrated into our intelligence community, the once great FBI and the CIA.
So there you see, again, the reality of the situation parallels exactly the fiction as they would like to portray it, and it parallels exactly the reality that InfoWars has been trying to bring you for decades now. Now, do you remember, not too long ago, the term globalist, you only heard coming out of Alex Jones' mouth.
They can just steal your money.
Now it's everywhere. Same thing, they can just steal the money? What? They can just steal the money? Here's another thing that I've noticed has reawakened in 2019 especially, but ever since really the 2016 election, you see a lot of people who have always been diehard atheists, and yet they're still kind of tuned in, they're still red-pilled on certain things. They are all starting to realize the connection between all of the enemies of humanity is like an evil. It's a Satan. And they're starting to actually come around to, if not, the Christian idea, they aren't converting to Christianity necessarily, but from Stefan Molyneux to, atheism is unstoppable. All these popular people are starting to go, there might be something to this because evil is everywhere.
Well, there goes Christmas 2019, and we're plunging into 2020 as we speak. And as 2019 collapses into dust and the baby of 2020 is born, now is the time to realize how critical this year is for all of our futures. And listen, keep taking action, keep spreading the word, that's vital. But making yourself healthy, making yourself more focused and centered is critical to all of this. And that's why the products at InfoWars Life are so special. So Christmas is gone. Christmas is over.
basically. But you can give yourself the gift of Christmas year-round at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take our krill oil, if you take our Turbo Force and Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, X2, X3, you name it, when you take these products like BioTree Selenium, they're life-changing, and they fund the InfoWar. So take action today for yourself and your family and get the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. I've got a problem that I want to confess to listeners and viewers. I've been on the air so long that I take it for granted now when we break some massive story that changes the whole world and that really does great things for the future of not just our children, but our children's children. InfoWars really has changed history. And that's why I need to pull back and ask the listeners, because I know you're a lot like me, to really think about a world without InfoWars. Because I can tell you right now, if people don't really step to the plate and really financially support our broadcast going into 2020, we're not going to be on the air in a year or so. If you do support us, we're not just going to stay on the air, but we are going to expand in ways that are going to blow you away. I've never let you down. You've never let me down. Step up to the plate now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy great products and fund our operation and watch us make history together again. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
If I'm going to pick one theme of the last year that really epitomizes 2019, it was the collapse of the progressive media. Not just the literal collapse of it, with things like Vice and Vox and BuzzFeed and Gizmodo and all these other different platforms literally collapsing from, lack of audience, but also the collapse of the narrative and the hate crime hoaxes that the media perpetrated and fell for. Really, it was an amazing year in terms of media malfeasance, media incompetence. And here's a montage of the 12 most mortifying media moments in 2019.
You know, he's just
talking about
racism.
It's not his dinner.
We are an impeachment.
It's not very ugly.
Outrage over this now viral video showing high school teenagers harassing a Native American elder.
The Native American man who was beating the drum, Nathan Phillips, and those kids in the Make America Great Again hats that were kind of smirking at him and kind of looking down their noses at him.
As one smirking high school student blocks the elder's path.
The video appears to show dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats, mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips.
A veteran, a Native American man, had a standoff
off with students who were, you know, mocking him.
We feel that President Trump is giving license to some of this behavior.
Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. We're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information.
Ali, this is a horrible story.
Yeah.
Horrendous and unacceptable. Mm.
And this is America in 2019.
He is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
This is suborning perjury. I think there's no question it's an impeachable offense.
And at that point, we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
The spirit of what Trump did is clearly treasonous.
There's outright treason.
I think he's feeling the noose around his neck.
The noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
I don't want to dwell on the president. This is not his dinner. It is ours, and it should stay ours. I still separate my career into the period before February of 2017 and what came afterwards. And that's because February 2017 is when the President of the United States called us the enemies of the people. A few days later, I was driving my then 11-year-old son somewhere, probably soccer practice, when he burst into tears and asked me, "Is Donald Trump going to put you in prison?
He's very affectionate. I find oddly affectionate. He kisses people on the mouth he shouldn't. He's always touching people's shoulders.
I've seen him rub the shoulders of women and men.
Joe Biden calls them expressions of affection.
He is an affectionate old school politician.
He's a really nice, generous, funny, connecting guy.
Uncle Joe, as we affectionately call him, he's a very affectionate, very likable person. You know, he's just an affectionate guy.
I've known Joe Biden a long time, as have many others, and have always found him a very emotional man who is very, very affectionate.
He's touchy-feely. He's been doing it his entire life in an affectionate way.
I think the next time I see Joe Biden, if he doesn't hug me and give me a kiss and hold my hand, that's not the Joe Biden I knew. He's a nice guy. He's not a predator. And this is ridiculous.
There's a group of anti-fascists called the Black Bloc, which do tend to get violent. Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked, and we are going to try to stop this.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
They've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
When you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
They wouldn't have been anywhere near there had it not been for the fact that white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were out scaring the living daylights out of most of the people in that town.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
Well, some in the media are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing by bashing America.
That's one small step for man.
Actually, allow me to correct you. I happen to be an expert on this subject.
Don't fucking insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You called me Fredo. It's like I call you punk bitch. You like that?
What are you going to do about it?
I'll fucking ruin your shit. I'll fucking
something.
Throw you.
Oh no. The curse words get us again, folks. You can find that full video at band.video and infowars.com. Just enumerating the various, media inaccuracies, you might say, which is a little bit ironic because actually, you know, it's good we got to pull out of that video because now I can go to this next video. This is clip 18. NBC's Meet the Press libels the Gateway pundit Rush Limbaugh, Drudge, InfoWars, and Fox News for spreading intentionally bad information. So there, you know, you can just list example after example after example of the mainstream media either knowingly or just by being the worst people ever, incapable of finding the truth, just lying repeatedly, making things up, blowing things out of proportion, just over and over and over again, the criminal malpractice of the mainstream media. Oh, but it's us that's bad, right? I mean, it's InfoWars that are the bad ones that need to be stopped and censored, right? Right, Chuck Todd? Here he is on NBC's Meet the Press.
Matthew, I want you to address what I think is an ecosystem problem, at least on the right. I want to put up something that one of my colleague Ben Collins put here. It's a bit of an ecosystem here. He'll say, you'll get something starts on 4chan, there's the subreddit of Trump, InfoWars might pick it up, then it starts inching into the mainstream, Gateway Pundit might just say, oh, what's this about? Then it gets to Drudge, might have a provocative headline link, Rush might say it in his fun little way. Then it does make its way into Fox News, and then, of course, your Facebook feed. How do you create more accountability in the conservative ecosystem for basically dealing with propaganda?
Well, it's hard work. And I think it begins by trying to instruct young conservatives in the canons of journalism, mainly empirical verification, right? And this, I think, the distrust of institutions that's longstanding among conservatives has led many of them not even to no longer believe in the idea that you need kind of evidence in order to forward a fact, or they don't believe in certain verified sources, credentialed sources of evidence or information. They don't trust any of it. One other change that I think it makes all of this more difficult is it used to be you could go to the supermarket and you see the tabloids and you see the Weekly World News and the alien has predicted who's going to be the president this year. And you move past it.
Right.
Maybe some people get a chuckle. Maybe some people believe it, but it's a minority of the population. Today, you can't ignore it because it's everywhere. And the second that you go on one of these platforms, social media in particular, you're confronted by it.
Yeah, you're confronted by this, this uncontrolled information. They're just such liars, man. They're just so full of crap. It's like, we really need to instruct young conservatives about the journal, empirical evidence. Really? Really? Where was that with Jussie Smollett? Where was that with Jasmine Barnes? Where was that with the Russia collusion? Where was that with the Ukrainian nonsense that impeachment is now based off of? Where was that time after time after time? And then where is the malpractice? What do you want to say to, I don't know, ABC producers that get bombshell interviews with Jeffrey Epstein's victims that name members of the royal family and other prominent Democrats and, members of the elite pedophile ring? Do you bury that? Because nobody knows who Jeff Epstein is. It's not like it's your job to inform people, right? You're the news. So just they're the enemy of the people. It's like Donald Trump said it best. They're the enemy of the people. They're the enemy of the nation. They're like a fourth column, a third column inside our country that is just hell bent on tearing us down piece by piece, bit by bit, ripping out the foundation of everything we hold dear and our very, ability to conceptualize reality and have a grasp on, what's really going on in the world. They are a sickness. These journalists, this mainstream media is a disease that we have been inflicted with. And InfoWars is the cure. InfoWars is the white blood cell count. We are the ones who find the disease and eradicate it with the all-powerful weapon of the truth, of simple reality. You know, things are not complicated most of the time. You don't need a bunch of professional media spin masters in New York City and Washington, D.C. telling you how to think. Usually, you can just present the information, and I believe people out there, Americans, regular Americans, have the wherewithal to determine what is real and what is not, only if they're given both sides of the story, the truth and the falsehoods from the mainstream media.
A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Last hour of the year, last hour of the decade begins now. Jake Lloyd joins me. Am I right? InfoWars correspondent and video maker. And we will be talking about all sorts of stuff when we get back. But first, I want to go to this video. This is the former ICE chief, Tom Homan, on Fox News, predicting that if the Democrats take back the White House in 2020, it will be an absolute disaster. Here he is, Tom Homan.
Look, again, this president has got the border down 65% from signing May on his own. And at the same time, you got the Democratic Party throwing out more enticements. Do they think that's going to help the border? When you say, I want to abolish ICE, we want to end immigration detention, we want to give you free health care. When you throw these enticements out, more people are going to come to this country legally, which they want because it leads to votes. But I'll tell you what happens. They say they care about these people. They care about children dying. They care about women being raped. Well, if you know why women are being raped and children are dying, they need to look in the mirror, because when you keep offering enticements, come to this country, we'll put you in a sanctuary city where you can even get arrested. They won't work with ICE. Matter of fact, there will be no ICE. So even if you get by the Border Patrol, you're home free. No one's looking to remove you.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you in-state tuition. And when you offer these incentives, people are going to put themselves in harm's way to come to this country. And so they're working against the president on this. And despite all these enticements, the president's still successful. They can't beat this man. But I tell you what, if they win the election in 2020, this country's in trouble. You're going to see an out-of-control border like you've never seen it before, because if they make success out of these promises they make, why wouldn't you come here? If you have an illness and you live in anywhere in the world, why not come to the United States, get free medical care, the finest medical system in the world? This is going to cause this country to collapse.
And it's a very interesting point you make there, because actually, from a Republican perspective, if you think, you know, there may be a certain element of complacency, which is, well, you know, okay, even if you get President, you know, Biden, Warren, one of these people, Bernie, whoever, they can't do that much harm, because it looks like the Republicans might hold on to the Senate, and the Senate can stop them doing the most extreme stuff and whatever. And you've got the gridlock in Congress if it's a divided Congress, or, like much as we've had up till now on immigration. But then you've got the reverse of the point that we've been discussing this evening, which is the President Trump's been able to do a lot of good on his own, so a Democratic president could do a lot of harm on their own.
And the reason you got to take such a hard stance, like the president, we haven't talked about this yet, but it's important. The reason the president needs to secure the border is because this humanitarian crisis has turned into a national security crisis. No one wants to talk about that. Border Patrol says 40 to 50% of their manpower is no longer online. So if you're somebody in this world that wants to come here and blow something up and harm this country, you can't get a visa hardly anymore after 9/11 because of the database checks and the intelligence database we check. You can't get a plane ticket because, again, all the database checks to get a plane ticket. You're going to come the same way 12 to 20 million others came illegally through Southwest border, especially now when Border Patrol has the Border Patrol no longer on the line. The president recognizes this.
Yes.
So with the Democratic people running for president, they need to recognize this isn't a humanitarian crisis. This is about a national security of this country and keeping terrorists out of this country. And when half the Border Patrol is not on the line, if I'm a terrorist, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Why do you think, last question on this, do you think that the Democrats, I mean, these are not popular positions, the decriminalization at the border, free healthcare, etc. They're not by any stretch majority positions among regular Americans.
That's Tom Homan, former acting secretary of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, predicting dire consequences for the U.S.-Mexico border if the Democrats take back the White House in the 2020 elections. That and more will be in trouble if the Democrats make a move and are successful in that. When we get back, we talk to Jake Lloyd about what has gone on in this past year, what we can look forward to in 2020, the controversies, the non-controversies, the lies, misinformation, and the final success of the truth overall. Don't go anywhere, folks. Last hour of the David Knight Show when we get back.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I've got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy-boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Final hour of the show, the year, the decade for the David Knight Show. Joined with me in the studio is Jake Lloyd. Welcome, Jake. Welcome to the David Knight Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Harrison. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we've missed you here at the InfoWars compound, but you've had a pretty good year and a pretty busy year. What has been your big takeaway as we leave 2019 for the year?
I've had a busy 6 months. The first part of the year was much like 2018 and 2019. I wouldn't say boring because, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, obviously, since Trump's been in office. I've had a lot of good times, you know, here at InfoWars. We've traveled, especially in 2018 there. We had a particularly fun trip that we were on. It's been very eventful as far as, you know, having to deal with being banned off of everything, trying to traverse these new waters and everything. But the past 6 months, I think, have really kicked up in an interesting way. I think that we're kind of beginning to see kind of a proto election energy, very similar to what was in 2015 before 2016 really kicked off in earnest. And I know we'll get into this in a few minutes, but I've been heavily involved in college students going around and asking ostensibly conservative figures like Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro and people who, you know, originally hated Trump and now, you know, now that he's in office seem to love him.
Right.
Been heavily involved, you know, in helping people go out and ask these questions to these figures, and that's caused quite an uproar. And so, you know, so I've been going through that, not traveling so much, but kind of taking a, you know,
vicarious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of helping to talk to people, helping, you know, with questions and those types of things. So it's been busy since about October, I think.
Yeah. And that's been one of the real exciting things that came out of 2019 for me as well. Of course, I guess the term that everybody's using for it is the Groyper Uprising, which is just hilarious, but is an appropriate name because it's like ironic and silly and sort of embodies the spirit of what's going on. And really at the base of what's going on is exactly as you point out, a backlash to the neocon conservative Inc. usurpation of the Trump energy, right? Taking this energy, that Trump really fostered and grew around him during the 2016 election. That was very, you know, we want the wall. It was anti-immigration. It was pro-America, America first all the way. And that has been, in a lot of ways, usurped, in a lot of ways, you know, manipulated to favor more of the Koch brothers style
so-called
conservatism with the open borders and outsourcing of jobs or insourcing of jobs. It's been very exciting for me to be able to watch this. It must be more exciting for you to be actually involved in it or sort of know some of the background stuff. And we've talked about it a lot on the show before, but I don't think we've ever actually broken down what exactly the Groyper Uprising is, where it started, and where it's going. And I'm not even sure where it started fully, because it wasn't a planned thing, right? This wasn't a, we're going to do this now. It was like some people started, you know, there were a couple events where some things happened, and then some other people started. Mm-hmm. So did this all start really with the banning of, was it Ashley St. Clair? Like, that's where I sort of tuned into it.
These things kind of, so the spotlight turned in that direction at that. And just to clarify, because I, you know, I've talked about this a lot lately, and I kind of just dive into it, and people are like, wait, hold on, right, what is a Groyper?
You expect people to know because you're so involved. Yeah.
So for those who don't know, a Groyper is kind of an evolution of Pepe the Frog. So very similar to what we saw in 2016, with Pepe the Frog being used heavily, you know, in election imagery with Trump. The Groyper is kind of an evolution of Pepe the Frog. You see him there. I believe that the description of him from the origin is that he's a toad. So he's like kind of the toad, the cousin of Pepe.
Okay.
So these are characters on Twitter. These are people who use this as an avatar and they have like variations on it and stuff. It's just kind of a goofy thing. And so, but yeah, so this kind of started back with, Ashley St. Clair was featured in a picture with other people, Nick Fuentes, Stephen Franson, mm-hmm. who's another great guy. So there were some Turning Point people featured in a photograph with non-Turning Point conservative people. And originally our side got a lot of heat for it because they're like, why are you taking pictures with turning with these fake conservatives? And of course we're like, well, look, we're, you know, trying to be friends with everybody. We're trying to get along with everybody. We want to have actual like debates about what it is to be a conservative, all of these different things. And so, but then the heat turned on them and Turning Point fired Ashley St. Clair. And a lot of people were like, hold up. Like, I thought you guys were the debate people. I thought you guys wanted to talk to people and debate and have a free marketplace of ideas.
So just to lay the groundwork, you have Turning Point USA, which is a massive organization funded with millions and millions of dollars. And they're, you know, if you don't know, they're a college organization of conservatives. And they've really supplanted all of the other smaller ones, like Young Americans for Freedom. And there used to be a whole bunch. They've really all kind of consolidated into Turning Point USA, which is run by Charlie Kirk. And they're very socially liberal and, you know, fiscally conservative in the way that they are, not meaning they like to protect American jobs and, you know, protect the borders, but they just don't want government interference at all. And then there's other people that...
Except for war.
War, good, you know, immigration, good. And so they don't really represent really what a lot of conservatives were drawn to about Trump and all these other things. And they have... and they really bill themselves as debate. We love debating. We're not afraid of other people's ideas. Our ideas are the best, so we're not afraid to confront people that disagree with us. And they hold these events where people come up and ask questions. And really what they want people to do is they want the dumb, you know, ill-informed feminist with the short, cropped pink hair coming and saying something stupid so they can bat her down. And that's their idea of debate, right? And so then it was just a very evident hypocrisy when – just a member of their team, Ashley St. Clair, is in a photo with people whose opinions are just different than the TPUSA people, right?
Right, right, right.
And they're not necessarily, you know, maybe they're more offensive to certain people. Maybe they're a little bit more out there. But this is what TPUSA built its reputation on. Is we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of being called names or whatever. And here they are doing that same thing. And so Nick Fuentes, Franson, and others are pictured with Ashley St. Clair, and then she's fired, right, from TPUSA.
Right. She was let go. They didn't say why publicly. Like, they just let her go. She was, of course, very upset about it. And then later on, at some point, you see there's Ali, Jacob Wall is there.
Baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska is there. So it's this assortment of people. There's not any, like they're all just people of different conservative or libertarian stripes, if you can, you know, include people like Kathy Zhu who are there. They're just people of different conservative and libertarian stripes. They were all there at an event in Miami, you know, speaking, debating. They were on panels. And so there was nothing like nefarious going on. There was nothing crazy. It was really just these debates that, because Turning Point, and again, I want to say, you know, because this is, we always reiterate this from the beginning, we never had like a fight to pick with Charlie Kirk or Turning Point USA.
Right.
We were never like, oh, we're going to go destroy this organization. So that's never been the goal. It was just like, you know, originally it started out, it was, you know, you say that you're a Trump supporting organization, but Trump, this is the Trump platform. Your views are decidedly, like, markedly different than what the Trump platform is. Please explain this discrepancy.
Yeah.
That's always been what it was from the beginning. It only got, like, hostile, and we haven't even been the ones that have been hostile. It got hostile whenever they responded, whenever we asked them these simple questions, and they responded with security or yelling, shouting, name-calling.
Yep. Shutting down their own stream,
you know,
Jim.
So the way that this started, that was kind of the beginning of it. And then you have Charlie Kirk's culture war events, which started, I believe, in October, and that's where this kicked off.
That's where it really kicked
off.
So we'll get into that in the next segment. And so, yeah, it's really about A, holding TPUSA to its own standards, right? They're the ones who mock liberals. Oh, they're snowflakes. They can't handle other opinions. And then here they are firing a person for being in a photo with someone they disagree with. Mm-hmm. They're acting like liberals. They're acting like the people that they claim to be fighting against. So it was about holding up their hypocrisy, holding them to their own standards, and also just, again, pointing out that these people are, they were never Trumpers for a long time. They said terrible things about Trump, and yet they have usurped the position of the America First, you know, pundits and people on the forefront. And Charlie Kirk, he's got meetings with Donald Trump. Donald Trump Jr. is going to his events, and they really, you know, did an all encompassing job of dominating the conservative movement over the past few years. And people started to realize you're not who you say you are, and that's when the fun began. Stay with us. We'll get into it.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. Don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the Patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, The Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. We're closing out the year 2019. I don't have to tell you that 2020 is going to be make it or break it. Not just for InfoWars, not just for America, but the whole world. We are in a battle between the forces of globalism that want a post-human world and those that want a pro-human world. We're in a fight between Satan and Christ. And it's being played out amongst us mortals, but it's being directed from on high. And I'm just telling the listeners of this broadcast, without you, we're going to lose this fight. I need all of you to realize how important you are and how important InfoWars is and what we've done together. And to just take stock and take measure here at the end of the year and think about what you're going to do, whether supporting InfoWars or buying products from us or starting your own show, just whatever you do, take action now. History is happening. Please do your Christmas shopping. Please do your New Year shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the best products. You're only helping the globalists if you don't do it. Thank you.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we're back, and we're talking with Jake Lloyd about the Groyfer movement, which was a major theme of the latter half of 2019. Really incredible stuff, in my opinion. And I'm almost arbiter here. I really don't have a dog in the fight. I really, you know, I like both sides. And I think probably a lot of our listeners will be sitting here going, well, what's wrong with TPUSA? It's a huge movement. It's very powerful. It's very successful. They make a lot of great videos. They have a lot of great activities. And like you said, this was never about attacking TPUSA. And I think they do a lot of good stuff. And I think they probably are a good resource for kids in college who are conservative and yet feel excluded by their, classmates. And they want a conservative group to go to. We're not downplaying any of that stuff. But this is just how it rolled out, is that TPUSA banned, fired this girl for being in a photo. People started recognizing the hypocrisy. And then the questioning started, right? So do you know what the first question was that sort of kicked this whole thing off?
Yeah, so I believe I can't remember which university was that. I believe it was at Kansas. I think State, it was maybe, KSU. Yeah. I think it was KSU. I'm not totally sure. there were two questioners at the first one. We had no idea that this was happening. It's not like
not pre-planned.
It's not like we had like foot soldiers and we're like, okay, you go ask this and you ask this. It wasn't any kind of coordinated event or anything like that. Really all that we did was, we were just doing our thing. You know, when I say we, I mean, the political commentators or the, whatever you want to call us. I don't even know what to call myself sometimes. People are like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a political commentator.
Pundit.
Yeah, video maker.
Right.
But so we were just, we didn't have anything planned, and there was this stream going on of Charlie Kirk's culture war event. Now, this came on the heels of Ashley St. Clair being fired. The following statements that came out where they were like, basically lied. They said, oh, this has nothing to do with that. We love Ashley. We just had to part ways over something completely, completely normal.
Right. And so Charlie Kirk is holding these culture war events, which
right.
he's, you know, he's stealing the InfoWars idea, but he's saying it's the culture war, which, you know, it's information first, all right? You know, the culture will follow. But the sort of the hypocrisy I noticed was like, it's like, well, what is the culture war you're trying to win if yeah. you are basically giving everything over to the liberals? So sorry, I interrupted. So the first questioner, totally unbidden by anybody, mm-hmm. right? And that's one of the things I like about the Groyper movement and why I support it and why it's so exciting to me is it's totally decentralized. There is no central command structure organizing people or money going into these events. It's literally just people doing stuff on their own. And it's been snowballing, which I think is admirable and respectable and something that the liberals constantly fake but never actually have in reality. So these people get up and ask the questions. And do you know what the first question was?
I believe – I can't remember the wording of the first question, but the first guy – I believe it was the first guy. He got up there and he said, you know, Charlie, I believe that your organization is toothless because of XYZ. And he basically listed the fact that, you know, Trump was against immigration in his 2000 election or 2016 campaign because it hurt the American worker. It brought crime. It brought drugs. It lowered wages, all of these different things. But you refuse to address that. You want to bring in, you know, you've said that you want to bring in more immigrants per year as long as they're legal. You said that you want to staple green cards to diplomas, these types of things, which are all echoing talking points that neocons and Democrats have said. So he made this statement, and Charlie Kirk responded in the exact same way that the Democrats do whenever you ask them about, you know, immigration or anything like this. And he called him a racist, basically.
Right.
Basically. And he was very loud. The other guy asked about the USS Liberty incident, you know, and that right. was kind of more of like a kind of a bombastic thing. He asked him about that and he said, you know.
But he wasn't asking about that specifically because I remember that question and I remember thinking, oh man, this is bad for Charlie Kirk because basically the question was about, foreign aid.
Correct.
Specifically to Israel, which gets way more foreign aid than any other country, you know, that we give to, including much more poor countries that are probably in need of aid even more if you're for foreign aid at all, which I think a lot of the America First people are against any foreign aid whatsoever. Right. And so, yeah, he brought up USS Liberty to be like, you know, it's this country that we're giving foreign aid to.
Correct.
You know, they attacked our ship. They knew they attacked. It was a false flag.
It was a preemptive thing because the response is always, well, they're an ally. They're a very dear ally to us. And it's like, so it's a preemptive thing saying, look, these people over there, they're not like so much of an ally as we would like to say. I personally don't care what country it is. Right. I don't care if we're giving that much money to Canada or Russia or China or Panama or wherever. I don't care where the money's going to. I think that that money should be used here in America.
Right.
And so, and if we are going to use foreign aid, it should be used to project American power and to move the ball down the court for American interests. And that is not the case in the Middle East.
Right.
The reverse is happening in the Middle East. So, yeah. So that the question, whether it was immigration or the foreign aid question, were both about, you know, you say this, but Trump's America First campaign says this. What's with the discrepancy?
Yeah, and I noticed the response to Charlie Kirk, as soon as this guy says USS Liberty, Charlie Kirk is like, that is an anti-Semitic conspiracy. And he gets mad, and he's like, you're not allowed, you do not talk about that.
You will not talk about that at our event.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about that. And to me, that was like, well, it's not a conspiracy. Like, we know what happened.
Yeah,
the survivors know, the Secretary of State knows, right. Israel has admitted it in certain ways or people who represent them before. So it's like, that to me was the first thing I saw and it was like, oh man, this does not look good for Charlie Kirk because here he is doing the leftist tactic of, you know, you say, well, here's a piece of truth and they go, anti-Semitic conspiracy, racist, you know, conspiracy.
Right, right.
And it's like, wow, that was not a good way to respond to this. So then it snowballs and more people are asking right. questions, right?
And nothing probably, if he would have just answered the question.
Yeah.
Or if he would have just said, you know, I don't know. I'll look into that or whatever. I don't have enough information. Whatever kind of, you know, any like, D-list politician could have answered that question properly
for sure.
And just made it a non-event. But because he lashed out in such a way, because they're on a college campus talking about how, oh, the left shuts down debates. We're here to stand up and say, no, we're going to have the debates. We're going to ask the tough questions, blah, blah, blah. And really, you know, what this displayed was they're no different than the liberal establishment.
Right.
Charlie Kirk is what was revealed through all of this, because what I thought before was, okay, well, they're kind of, you know, they're misguided or they're more libertarian or whatever. But what it ended up showing is that they're just spouting the same Koch brothers talking points that the neoliberal and neoconservative establishments have been shoving on the American people for the past 30 years or so.
Yeah.
And so because of this event, the way that it blew up, other people were like, well, I'm going to go ask a question. I'm going to go ask a question. We had no, again, we continued to maintain no role in this other than saying, other than covering it honestly,
laughing at it,
right,
watching
laughing
the videos
at it
on live stream,
and saying like, look, this would be a, you know, if somebody's going to ask about this, here's a good way to frame it, because it's very important that it's that you set the question up in a proper way so that they don't have the chance to like shoot it down and lie and slander about it or anything like that.
Right. And if you're bringing up a legitimate concern, as in a huge amount of our tax money is going to Israel and we don't want that, that point can get lost if you frame it in a, because Israel are the Jews. And it's like, well, then,
right.
Okay, now your point is lost. So stick to the point, make the point about foreign aid. And if your concern is really that, you know, you don't like the
right.
Jews or something, then like,
and it's amazing because even
you,
then,
right? Not,
you know, we had Jewish Americans going right. up, and it was so funny because one guy goes up, he goes, I'm an American Jew. And Charlie Kirk says, thank you. He said, the guy goes,
all right, hold on, we'll be right back. More on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again. And I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout out for your pug. So that Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboPors on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith joined by Jake Lloyd. We are going over one of the phenomenons of 2019, which was the so-called Groyper Uprising, the lashing out against things like Turning Point USA. So we've gone from there's this picture controversy. They fired somebody. It started to be, you know, more apparent. People started talking about the hypocrisies of Charlie Kirk and TPUSA as a whole. And again, what Charlie Kirk did, we were talking about during the break, very admirable. He was a young guy. He got this incredible, you know, massive organization started. He, you know, the ball started rolling and he was able to stay on top of it. Very admirable. But the thing is that he's propped up by people that are millionaires and billionaires. He doesn't represent a lot of the, true, you know, America first agenda. And there's some hypocrisy there. So then people go to his events and start asking questions, uncomfortable questions. Some about specifically the event with the picture, about Nick Fuentes, who's sort of the center of this entire movement. And so then they can't respond to it. And just like we were talking about in the last segment, they really aren't that difficult of questions if you believe in your ideas. And this is what TPSA always tries to represent. But then if they're confronted with a question that they're not prepared for, that they don't have a pre-prepared answer for, They freak out and they start to do the same censorship name calling that the liberals do, which it's like, well, if you really believe in your ideas, you should have arguments against what these people are saying, but they don't. So what happens once these questions keep getting asked at more and more culture wars events? They can't seem to stop these people from asking uncomfortable questions.
Right. So and so we ended the last segment talking about a Jew. I actually met this guy. He's a great guy.
Oh yeah,
great guy. The guy that asked the question about, you know. But he goes up and he says, I'm an American Jew. And Charlie Kirk says, thank you. He applauds, the crowd applauds. And he's like, you know, once that's out of the way, he's like, you know, so why are we giving all this aid money? Just to show. And the thing is, you know, I seriously hate like doing the whole like, see, like clearly we're not racist. Clearly we're not this or clearly we're not that. But it's just true. It's just true. Like you see it and it's like, how could this, you know. Anyway, so just to finish up that story from the last one. But so. They start actually trying to profile people in line at these events. They look for people who are well-dressed. Right. They look for people who are wearing suits. And they look for people who are wearing MAGA hats.
And crosses.
Yes, crosses. Because, you know, one of the guys at the first event was holding a cross or a rosary in his hand, because his question, well, you know, some people started asking questions about like social conservatism. They're like, you know, you claim to be a Christian Charlie Kirk, but you know, why are you supporting these policies specifically with, you know, you're supporting like social libertinism and all of these different things. So why is that the case?
Yeah. And I remember one of the questions was about homosexuality. And it was like, well, you know, 5 years ago, this was the liberal position on homosexuality. Now that's your position. So what's to say 5 years from now, you aren't suddenly in favor of transgender children? You know,
right.
If you're just 5 years more conservative than the liberals, then what is really the point of you existing? Can we not go back and actually stand for Christian values, however we see those and not be lambasted as hateful, even though we believe what people, what, you know, Obama believed when he was running for reelection
right.
in 2012.
Which right.
is insane. That's how quickly the culture has changed. And really it's a frustration of, the regular people, frustration in the conservative establishment and their complete failure to uphold social conservatism.
Right. And, you know, maybe some of the people just starting college now, some of the Turning Point kids just starting college now don't remember it. Some of us remember when conservatives were actually against gay marriage.
Right.
Some of us remember when, you know, I was looking back at these old clips and stuff of, who was it? Mike Huckabee, I think, because there was a Texas clerk who was like, I'm not going to issue these. And, you know, you can debate as to whether or not she should have issued them or whether she should have not or whatever. But Mike Huckabee was like, we're going to fight this. And, you know, and of course, I believe he still stands for the same thing. But now so many conservatives, it just gets put in the memory hole. They're like, oh, you know, that's not our battle. That's not our fight or whatever. We care about this or we care about. It's like, no. You only started being the libertarian, you know, you've only started to die. The problem with so many of these terms is you have liberal. You know, there are people who I'm very close friends with who are classically liberal. And, you know, while I'm not necessarily a classical liberal, I respect that position far more than I do with this neoliberalism, which is what Charlie Kirk and, you know, Dan Crenshaw and Ben Shapiro are. And then you have like libertarian. It's like there are people who are libertarian insofar as they're classically liberal. They're, you know, fashion themselves after Thomas Jefferson. And then you have like the anarcho-capitalist, stateless society libertarians where they're like taxation is theft and whatever. So it's like these terms get very confused, very convoluted very quickly. So if you hear these terms and we say something that kind of gets you confused or you're like, well, hold on, I'm that. Just understand that there are, when it comes to this like weird kind of like mix up of all of these different groups, it's like there's a lot of weirdness that gets that goes with the terms. So.
Yeah, and again, that's where I sort of, you know, find myself as almost an arbiter. You know, and you can bring up that picture where you have Ollie Alexander, you have Nick Fuentes, Steve Franson, you have Ashley St. Clair. You have all these different people in this picture. Well, I don't agree with any of these people 100%. I probably agree with some of them 90%. I agree with others 75%. Even Ben Shapiro, I probably agree with 75%. 75% of the time, I'm like, yeah, he's right on. And then he says something crazy about, you know, giving money to Israel or hate crime laws or anti-Trump. And I'm like, all right, well, you lost me. You totally lost me.
Right.
So I still consider myself a libertarian, but I also agree 90% of what Nick Fuentes says. So, you know, these labels are lacking in certain ways. But essentially what happened once people started asking these questions in these culture wars events, they started trying to weed people out by saying, you look, you know, you're too well-dressed. You're wearing
a Trump hat, which is amazing.
Yep.
You know, these people are supposedly, they want to consider them, oh, we are, you know, we're the Trump youth or whatever. It's like people show up wearing MAGA hats and suits and they're like, you gotta go.
And they're acting as if they were there to disrupt, but it's like, no, wait, you have a question time. I have a legitimate question about your positions and yet you're calling that disruption. You're saying we have to get rid of you. And so it really, they didn't know how to handle it and they didn't handle it well. And it sort of spiraled out of control where you had more people going to ask questions. You had people infiltrating. At one point they created two lines where they had the liberal line and the conservative line. And so the Groypers who are very conservative just went and stood in the liberal line to trick them. Eventually they stopped doing question times. Mm-hmm. Then they stopped streaming their events at all. At one point, Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were booed off stage kind of as collateral damage because Charlie Kirk was so inept at expressing himself and keeping control of his crowd that, you know, it was this big disaster. And one of the things that happens over and over again is people are like, we were not targeting you, Don Jr. You're great. We like you, but we gotta let people know. And I mean,
you could see that Charlie didn't even tell him what was going on because he was talking to the crowd and he was saying, you know, we want to debate, but you know, and he was talking about, he mentioned like liberalism and then like the crowd started chanting America First and Don Jr. like, look, he like stopped.
He
was like,
yeah.
He like paused and he like looked at the crowd and
I think even Mal,
he didn't know
like,
what to
can
do.
You handle this? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. And he like tried to hand the microphone back to Charlie Kirk because he's like, I don't know what's going on. And Charlie was like, no, like he said, no, you didn't want the microphone. And just, it was like hiding behind the president's son who didn't even know what was going on. So yeah, again, which we always say is like, this wasn't about Don Jr. We were trying to talk to Charlie Kirk about these things. So, and you see the clip there on the screen. They don't know what's happening. Kimberly Guilfoyle, on the other hand, did not handle the situation well. She started lecturing, finger wagging. She was calling them like incels and not a good look. Not a good, you know, I don't like that phrase, not a good look, but really not a very good look to be like And not, you don't have sex, you know?
Like, right, well, right, you know. Right. But it goes into exactly why this entire movement got started, which is they suddenly adopt the liberal agenda or the liberal tactics as soon as uncomfortable questions are starting to be asked. They start going, yeah, well, you just are an incel, you know, white person, so shut up. And it's like, well, wait, what? You're the one saying this now? So it totally got out of control. The culture war event kind of came to an end with total victory, essentially, by the Groypers forcing Charlie Kirk to no longer stream out this big event. No longer take questions. It became apparent that he didn't really understand his own positions because he couldn't argue for them in the face of contradiction. So that was an amazing thing. On the other side, we'll wrap it up. Last segment, we will sort of wrap it all up. What finally happened at the end of the year? What has been the result of this? And what can we look for in 2020? And what does it mean for the larger political world as a whole? Because I think the Groyper uprising, as silly and kind of funny as it is, it represents a real sea change in American politics. And we'll get into that on the other side.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts, you can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever, clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom. It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the Myco ZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate. Give yourself the gift of health. InfoWarsLife.com. Take action. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. that. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment of the David Knight Show. We are chronicling the Groyper Wars, the uprising of the America Firsters against Conservative Inc. and the neocon establishment Republicans. And, you know, the amazing thing about this is it's totally decentralized. It's totally happening in real time on these streams of people like Nick Fuentes, who's literally a 21-year-old guy in his parents' house in front of a green screen. And he's striking fear into the heart of the entire establishment. So for me, even, you know, regardless of what he's saying, the energy that is surrounding this movement, the grassroots ground up energy that it inspires, to me is very exciting, and it's something that compels people and is something you just want to watch because you don't know what's going to happen next. And I think that's a true strength, and it's something that they kind of share with InfoWars, the same spirit we were talking about during the break, that it's a very different style, but it's the same spirit, and that's very interesting. So where we left off, essentially the culture war events had come to an end. They basically were scared to even stream their stuff out because of the Groypers asking uncomfortable questions. And that brings us to around December of this year. And take it away, Jake.
Yeah, so they had their culture war event on campus, and it was definitely a culture war. We were not in the direction that they thought it was. The turning point was like, we're going to stay right here in the culture, and they expected the left to come and say, no, we want to push it this way. But instead they had us coming out there. And I say us, I didn't actually go out, but our folks, our friends, our, you know, ideological counterparts. Yeah. And they're like, no. We want to pull the culture back to where it should be, back to what America historically has been. So.
Which is what I've advocated for forever,
right,
is stop conserving. We need to go on the offensive.
Right.
Push our stuff forward. Which
absolutely
is another reason why I was so
excited
about this. Yeah.
And so Turning Point always caps off their year with the Student Action Summit, which is their big conference. It's where they have, you know, I can't remember how many, you know, they have a certain number of students that come from each chapter, and they all get together and, you know, they listen to speakers, and they have Turning Point people there. They have their so-called ambassadors who, you know, it's funny because, you know, they have these ambassadors, and they're really just like college students who maybe have a, you know, semi-sizable social media following. And they just get to label themselves an ambassador,
right,
and they work for free for Turning Point. It's very kind of backwards. But anyway, that's beside the point. You know, they had Ted Cruz there. They have other speakers. They had the president this year, who was kind of announced like at the last minute, I believe.
It's a huge event.
It's
Rush
a big
Limbaugh,
event. It's a
Dan
big Krish, event.
I mean,
yeah,
a lot of speakers here.
And so they have that event. And so we decided that because of the fact that we were really the life of the party. We were the life of the party throughout this entire culture war thing. We thought it could be
I wouldn't have known culture wars was happening if it weren't for the Groyper uprising.
Right. Yeah. I had no idea that it was happening until people just started going asking these questions. So, you know, so we thought it could be, you know, it was very fitting that we would have our own event, And so we decided to do it in West Palm Beach in the same place that, you know, nearby to where they were doing their Student Action Summit. We decided to call it the Groyper Leadership Summit. You know, to cap off, it's kind of goofy, it's kind of funny, kind of tongue-in-cheek to, you know, to call these people Groypers in real life. But we thought it was funny. We thought it was fun, so we did the Groyper Leadership Summit. I spoke, a gentleman named Patrick Casey spoke, leader of American Identity Movement. Nick also spoke. And we just talked about the year. We talked about what had gone on. We talked about the Groypers and the future of this America First movement. And we, you know, my Groyper likeness. And so, you know, we talked about these things and we had a good time. A big part of it was just hanging out with the people, the people on the ground and everything. But everywhere we went, it's like we were the presence in the area, because never did we go up to somebody and talk to them in West Palm Beach, because we had to go get food. We went and saw a movie. We went and did some other stuff. At no point did we go up to somebody and talk to them and have them go like, oh, you guys are those guys. It's like, people were like, see us, and they'd be whispering, like, that's the Greufer guys.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, people would be like, oh, that's Nick, or oh, that's, you know, they'd come up and ask us questions. We saw Elijah Schaefer there, and he starts asking us, you know, very loaded questions and stuff. I have to say, I was kind of disappointed in the way that, you know, he engaged with us. But anyways, we saw him, we saw Ben Shapiro, that got on Fox News. All of these things were happening. We were the presence. And that leads us to one thing that we're going to talk about, which is the main thing, because the event, you can find the event online. If you search Greufer Leadership Summit or any number of us with the names, our name and then speech, you'll find it on YouTube. Multiple people uploaded it. Or you can find it on Nick's DLive channel. But the interesting thing was, much in the same way that we were like the presence there, the shadow looming over them, the giant toad-shaped shadow looming over SAS, we were also a larger... We had a larger social media presence. We had a larger viewership.
By
a lot.
Magnitudes of
yes, by know. A lot. If you look at like, so they had maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people there in person, right? Now, and of course, not everybody was there at every single speech.
Right.
But they had a few day long event. We had one hour and a half long speaking event. So, but they had a week long event. They had 2,000 to 3,000 people there. Let's just say three. At any given moment, the largest number of viewers that they had on their live stream was 700 people.
Right.
700. Their total viewers for the stream where the president spoke. Now, this is the president of the United States. He draws large crowds, but not at SAS because it's a Turning Point event. People just don't really care outside of the people that are in Turning Point. So that was their largest speaker. They had 7,000 total. That's people tuning in, tuning out. 7,000 people total tuning in. Okay. So 7,000, you add that to, the 2,000 that were there in person. That's about 9,000 people who saw this speech total. And then you look at ours, we had a number of people there. We don't want to give away exactly how many. It was a very private event.
It was less than 50 probably.
Yeah. And so you have that, but we live streamed it. We had 11,000 concurrent viewers.
Yep.
These are not people who tuned in and then tuned out. This isn't total. We had 11,000 people watching at one time, all watching the same live stream.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing. It's more than they had. It's more than the total viewership that they had. I haven't even looked at what the numbers were like since then.
Right.
But so at one time, 11,000.
Speaking at TPUSA, getting about 800 viewers at one time. You have Jake Lloyd speaking at the Greufer Leadership Summit, 11,000 viewers. And again, it goes to that this is a awakening in the conservative movement. This is a rising energy. And, you know, I was there at the Greufer Leadership Summit. Very fun. I've never been more intimidated by the intelligence of a group of people more than the intelligence of the Greufers. Say what you want about the Greufers. You might disagree with their ideas. They are very, very smart people. And intimidatingly so. And so I had a lot of fun there. And, it was really a sight to behold. And the only thing I can compare it to is being with Alex Jones. That was the feeling that I got because you're walking with Nick Fuentes in front of the convention center there and suddenly there's a crowd and it's a huge crowd and there's arguing and suddenly the cops come and they are like pulling Nick to the side and there's people chanting America first and it's like there's nothing they can do. If they get rid of Nick Fuentes, then that becomes a big story and Nick wins. If they don't do anything, then he gets to stay there and talk to people and sort of hold court. He wins again. And it's the same energy, same kind of feeling that you get when you go out with Alex Jones. A crowd gets created. They try to stop him, but they can't. And it's exciting and it's grassroots and it's from the ground up and it's something to look at and something to look forward to. And it's something that is unique to the live streaming YouTube community. I would have to say DLive as well, but the live streaming, phenomenon that has occurred really since, I don't remember streaming being such a big thing in 2016, but since then it's become a very big thing and it's just these guys by themselves expressing their ideas and it balloons and develops into this massive thing that really terrifies the establishment. I think it's super fun. I'm glad to have been a part of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same energy. Like you said, they're very different styles, very different personalities and everything, but it's very much the same. It's like if, you know, we were out on the street or something. We started a stream. We don't have Twitter anymore, but if we were to tweet it out and say, I'm live with Alex Jones on the street by here or at this event or whatever, So you have people coming out. You have people who want to be there. You have people who want to just see it in person. People who want to talk to Alex. People who want to, you know, be a part of this. They want to be a part of this grassroots thing. You can count on people being there. It's the same exact same thing with this. It's like, we will be here specifically, Nick. We'll be here at this time, or we're even not tweeting it out, just being somewhere. It's like, we left lunch and we're walking back to where we were staying to get ready for our event. And we have Elijah Schaefer come up and talk to us, and we stop and a crowd starts gathering around. We had a crowd there before Ben Shapiro even showed up and had this like little, right, you know, so-called altercation where he like walked by and we said a word to him.
Right. And that and, blew yeah. up and Nikki and then, Haley is tweeting.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just people gather to this. People are naturally drawn to it. There's a natural energy that's there that people want to be a part of.
Yeah. It's the difference between seeing something very nice and handmade and pure and seeing something that's mass produced. And so the TPUSA, it's got that sheen of being mass produced, of being plastic, of being fake, whereas the electric energy of the uprising, you know, unapproved of, unauthorized sort of, you know, Groiper movement that's bubbling up from underneath. It's very exciting. Folks, that's going to do it for us. Infowarsstore.com. Support everything that we do here. We are the original. The Groipers. They're coming up, I guess.